There are a lot of people out there who want to talk trash about your family and say that you're a child abuse victim or whatever, and I'm here to say that's not true.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Zach Walls, the author of My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. Zach, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
You broke through into kind of YouTube consciousness in 2011. Tell us about what were you testifying for and what were you saying?
So I was testifying for the Iowa House Judiciary Committee during a public forum on HJR 6, which was a constitutional amendment that would have reversed the 2009 Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage in Iowa. And the most immediate after effect of that hearing on my life was kind of this rocketing to
national prominence. Well, you became a kind of poster boy for, you know, the upside of same-sex marriage, that, these families are not particularly different from heterosexual marriages. You know, what should people take away from your story?
There were really two key demographics I was trying to reach with this book. The first was other kids who have same-sex parents, and just kind of be a voice and say, look, I think there are a lot of people out there who want to talk trash about your family and say that you're a child abuse victim or whatever, and I'm here to say that's not true. And second, also wanted to make sure that I had a good message for people who were on the fence and who thought, you know, gay people, they can do what they want to do, that's their right, but in terms, how does that affect kids?
What do you think is the biggest misconception that outsiders have about children in a same-sex marriage?
There are probably two really large misconceptions. The first is that there's something inherently immoral about homosexuality, and therefore the children will be somehow immoral. And as part of that, maybe like a corollary, this thought that sexual orientation is a choice or a learned behavior, and that will somehow rub off.
And
on
so
kids.
That any lesbians, first off, are always going to have girls and they're going to turn them into lesbians.
Right.
Homosexuals are always going to have boy kids and turn them gay.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous, of course. Anybody who actually knows, you know, a same-sex couple. And look, there are some gay parents who have gay kids. Right. It's a very small minority.
Well, in the book, you mention also that, you know, up at least through this point in history, heterosexual parents are the leading cause of gay kids.
That's right. So. That's true. I mean, nobody looks at Ellen DeGeneres and says, those straight parents are at it again.
Yeah. We're talking not long after President Obama has come out and said that he's in favor, personally anyway, of same-sex marriage. What do you think of that? Is that a positive development, or is it a cynical political ploy?
Yeah, you know, I think that you can have both be true. I think there's certainly a level of political calculus that went into it, but as somebody who, growing up, has never been represented by a president who believed that the sanctity of my mother's unions was valid, to now have a sitting president who supports them, I don't really care why he said it. I care more that he did, in fact, say it.
Gay interests are usually allied with the Democratic Party or with a liberal economic intervention. Yet, a lot of gay people actually resent the state or top-down control and regulation that often comes with that. How do your politics play out, particularly as the son of a lesbian couple?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I self-identify as an anti-authoritarian liberal, often kind of joke colloquially that I'm a libertarian, so to speak. I think there are certainly some instances where you have corrosive state behavior, and I think gay people especially are very attuned to this, and even as the son of a same-sex couple who's not gay, I was very attuned to that. There are also a number of times, though, where state intervention is completely necessary. Schools are a great example. You have a lot of, you know, I've got a very close friend of mine who grew up in Grinnell, Iowa. About 10,000 people. Grinnell College is in Grinnell, Iowa. And she went through some really, you know, hard stuff growing up in the public school system because of the way that her teachers just didn't care and weren't willing to step in on her behalf when she was being mocked for having same-sex parents. It's a little bit less true for me growing up in Iowa City, which is a more progressive community than Grinnell. But at the end of the day, there are certainly going to be some instances, not necessarily many, but certainly some where state intervention, in my opinion, is warranted. There are going to be many more, obviously, with like DOMA is a classic example
of
this.
The Defense of Marriage Act.
Right, the Defense of Marriage Act, an egregious violation of the 10th Amendment, to be sure, but then also there's some, you know, lots of other issues at play there.
You run through a bunch of the kind of characteristics of scouts. One that is not mentioned as a chapter heading, I believe, is be prepared. You know, if you're talking to America as a country, what should America be prepared to understand going forward about issues revolving around same-sex marriage and about the families that come up in that situation?
Definitely. I think the biggest preparation, so to speak, is going to have to be willing to make the effort that it takes to understand somebody coming from a different perspective, coming from that alternative family. Alternative in terms of like a numbers game, not necessarily a normalcy game. That's a very kind of careful line to walk. But in terms of people having to sit down and really move past some of these stereotypes and misconceptions that we have seen be disproved, not just through empirical science, but also anecdotally with stories like mine and, you know, some of the other 2 million kids out there with an LGBT parent or parents. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. You know, but that's ultimately the responsibility that comes with the power to shape public policy in this country is, you know, the responsibility to sit down and really work through these issues on a person-to-person level. And I think it's going to take some preparation, but I think in a lot of ways we're already moving towards that place already.
Right. So, I mean, a positive pluralism and if not necessarily an approval of things, an acceptance
Definitely.
And tolerance. Do your parents talk about what it was like 20, 30, or 40 years ago versus now? And I think everybody would say there's been a lot of progress, but is it enough? Or when will we stop writing books about coming, you know, where the hook is, oh,
sure.
I'm the kid of a gay
parent. I hope, personally. You know, this is certainly not something that I hope to do for an extended amount of my life, mm-hmm. because I hope it's something that doesn't need to be done, you know, 10, 15 years from now. But to answer the first part of the question, you know, there was kind of this interesting kind of U curve of what it was like having lesbian parents insofar as how it was seen by my peers. When I was in, like, kindergarten through third grade, it was like, you have two moms? Hey, I want two moms. Like, it was a very positive thing. And then fourth grade, fifth grade, it's like, you have gay parents? That's weird. And then by the time I got to high school, it's like, dude, you have lesbian parents. Are they hot?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on, guys. But I think more broadly, we are going to see that you, like, flatten out. You know, my moms often kind of say, like, they never thought they'd see same-sex marriage legalized in their lifetimes, let alone in Iowa.
Right.
So there have definitely been some pretty incredible developments. Even in the last decade, you've gone from 38%, depending on the poll, to, you know, 53%. You've seen really some seismic moves in that direction, and that doesn't surprise me at all.
We've been talking with Zach Walls, the author of the new book, My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Nick.